Good morning. A lot of low clouds and fog overnight and an overall dampness this morning with temperatures holding in the upper 50s to mid 60s. We also have a few scattered showers passing by, particularly in the western Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, and parts of the Taconics and Berkshires. These showers will tend to become more numerous as we go through the morning and early part of the afternoon, as a low-pressure wave and its associated frontal system work its way toward us from the Great Lakes. In fact, with wind energy in the atmosphere, we may see a couple of the showers develop into thunderstorms, some of which could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and heavy rainfall through the early to mid part of the afternoon. This system will take a while to clear through the region. In fact, the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England could see showers and storms through the latter portion of the afternoon and into the evening, while the rest of the region starts a clearing trend around mid to late afternoon with some sunshine. This will allow readings to push into the upper 70s to around 80. High pressure will build in behind this system tonight, so gradually we'll continue the clearing trend through the overnight hours. It'll be seasonably cool with areas of fog developing and lows back into the 50s. With that high pressure center overhead tomorrow, we'll enjoy brilliant sunshine all day long. It'll be warm with low humidity and highs in the middle to upper 70s. The next system will head our way on Thursday. We'll have a mainly dry day with a mix of sun and clouds, but by the end of the afternoon, a shower or thunderstorm cannot be ruled out, and that'll continue into the evening with highs on Thursday in the upper 70s. A new area of high pressure will build in, keeping it dry on Friday with mostly sunny skies near 80, and it looks like it'll be dry to start the weekend on Saturday. However, there is the risk of a shower or thunderstorm before the day is through, part of the next series of disturbances, which will keep some more unsettled weather into the region for Saturday night and perhaps even into Sunday. We'll get the timing down on these showers and storms as we get closer to the weekend with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Bill, located about 55 miles southeast of Port O'Connor, Texas. Bill is moving toward the northwest near 13 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today. On the forecast track, the center of Bill is expected to make landfall along the Texas coast later this morning and move inland over south-central Texas this afternoon and tonight. Maximum sustained winds remain near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is likely before landfall, then weakening is forecast after the center moves inland later today, and Bill is expected to weaken to a tropical depression tonight. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 150 miles from the center. The estimated minimum central pressure is 1,004 millibars, or 29.65 inches. Bill is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 4 to 8 inches over eastern Texas and eastern Oklahoma, and 2 to 4 inches over western Arkansas and southern Missouri, with possible isolated maximum amounts of 12 inches in eastern Texas. Flood watches have been issued for all of eastern Texas and Oklahoma and extend into the mid-Mississippi Valley. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a west wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 60, 84% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Stanley, Idaho, Old Faithful, Wyoming, and Boca Reservoir and Bodie State Park, both in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and storms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms, then increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 65. The average temperature, 69, that's 2 degrees above average. 64 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 4.71 inches now, that's 2.76 inches above normal, and 13.43 inches for the year, which is 3.30 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 57. the record high 96 set in 1967 and the record low 40 in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Gradual clearing tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs around 80. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Gradual clearing tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then gradually clearing skies overnight tonight with areas of fog developing, lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. Clearing tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies for tomorrow, warm, low humidity, upper 70s, a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, a late day shower or storm, upper 70s, mostly sunny near 80 Friday. Chance of a late day storm on Saturday in the lower 80s, a better chance of showers and storms Sunday and Monday with high staying in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.